All right, it's the morning mess. Time for another one. Staycation set up. Can we say good morning to Rachel?
Morning.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm okay. I am kind of like in a place where I need your advice. So I'm so grateful that y'all are helping me out.
Yeah, we heard there's an issue. You DM me last night saying that there's a problem with your man Colton.
Yeah, thanks for doing this for me so quickly. Basically, I was doing our laundry last night and he and I have been together for a long time. I know my boyfriend, you know, he has a gym bag. He leaves it in his car. And it's gross. So I went to his car and I grabbed it. And as I was putting stuff into the laundry, some condoms fell out of his jeans.
That's a dirty-ass gym if you have to use condoms. What is he bench pressing? What the hell?
Wow.
You got to put a condom on before bench pressing?
Stop!
Exactly. I was freaking out. It's not like you need condoms for a gym. And I'm like having a panic attack alone in my laundry room last night.
Rachel, do you guys not use that?
Well, we've been together for 5 years, and no, we definitely don't.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting. Maybe they were old. I don't know if you got a chance to talk to him about what was in there.
5 years old? I don't know why he would need these.
Okay. So you hit him up about it, and what does he say?
No, I have not hit him up for anything.
Oh, you didn't even confront him on it?
No, because I'm just thinking, okay, I'm going to run upstairs, yell it and scream, and I feel like he wouldn't admit to anything.
Okay.
So, you know, I was thinking of all my options, and so that's when I DM'd you, and honestly, like, I'm so grateful that you got back to me.
All of this just happened last night, then?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so I'm, like, freaking out, and I barely even slept. I want answers. I want the truth. And I do not want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with me.
Right. And that's completely understandable. Rachel, I just wanted you to take a deep breath right now because I know this is really fresh, but, you know, we are here to help you, like you said. So we are going to do the staycation setup with your man. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk. I'm going to call him up, tell you he won a grand prize, and I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring on his free romantic weekend stay. He should say Rachel. If he says anybody else's name, then you know that something's going on. But is there more to this? Like, do you suspect anybody in particular that he might be cheating on you with?
I never even suspected him of cheating. I never even did. I thought we were going to get married soon, and I figured that he was going to propose probably in the next 6 months, a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never have suspected him of cheating.
Have you ever cheated on him?
No.
Have you ever wanted to cheat on him?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there are some handsome guys out there, but no.
There you go. We'll have him on standby. Okay. Well, let's just call him up next. We got his number. We'll call him up and set him up, and then we'll go from there. How's that sound, Rachel?
I pray it. He says my name.
Yeah, we're hoping for the best too, girl, but we're going to find out once and for all. Staycation setup, that's up next with the Morning Mess.
We're back at it. Staycation said we spoke to Rachel. Actually, she DM'd me last night on Instagram saying that she thinks her man Colton is cheating on her. She was, I think, helping out trying to wash his clothes from his gym bag, and she saw some condoms fall out. Now, Rachel, you're there.
Yes.
You guys have been together for 5 years, and you basically said you don't practice safe sex. Wow.
That's just one thing that we learned about them. We're not trying to judge you, girl.
I'm judging you. Oh, so these condoms aren't yours.
No.
Okay.
We haven't used condoms. I'm on the pill. No.
Well, he doesn't want to give you an STD if he's cheating on you. That's what it is. He's a considerate cheater. And big shout out to considerate cheaters. If you're going to cheat, at least don't give your person that gift that keeps on giving. Like tikka masala, chlamydia.
What?
Syphilis.
What are you guys talking about? So, girl, you found those things in his gym bag, and I know that you'd reached out to Joey, and this literally just happened last night, and you haven't had a chance to talk to your man about it.
No, I've been avoiding him, and I'm just really confused.
Now, you make a good point, because I always wonder what these ladies I know in my life, they hit up their man real quick and then hit their man. You didn't want to confront your man about this because you want to catch him up in the lie to see if he is cheating on you.
Hell yeah. I feel like if I'm in his face, he's not going to admit to anything. I'm just going to get worked up even more.
Right. Okay. So let's just do the staycation set. I know you're dying to know. We're dying to know. We're going to call up Colton, offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say your name, Rachel, he has some explaining to do. We give you the show at that point, and then you let us know what you want to do with the relationship, because we believe in second chances here. We have counselors on standby.
Well,
are you thinking about it? Or...
You know what, girl?
Fall off your bed.
No, if you're thinking about it right now, you go ahead and just focus on that right now. We're just going to call him up, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Okay. Did you get up off the floor?
Shall we?
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Colton?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Colton, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend.
No, I'm okay, dude. Thank you.
You're welcome, but you didn't even get to hear that you're getting a penthouse suite stay with the honeymoon package. It's free of charge. I just wanted to congratulate you on being our winner and to help you get your reservation set up.
So it's like free? Like I don't have to give you my credit card or anything like that?
100%. No deposits, fees, or taxes. In fact, we won't need your credit card unless you decide to get room service.
Yeah. Hook it up.
Okay, Colton. Well, let me go ahead and get started here. So with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you want that note to say.
Okay. Write something like, finally a weekend alone to show you what I can really do, but put all caps when it's really.
Okay. I have that down. Now, Colton, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest name for us to continue.
Yeah, her name's Adriana.
Do you want to tell me who Adriana is?
What the hell's going on?
Well, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Colton.
The radio?
I literally cannot believe you would do this to me.
Yeah, my new friend Rachel DM'd me last night. She was sliding in my DMs. You know what I'm talking about? She wanted to find out if you're cheating. Obviously, you are. Let's talk about the gym bag with the condoms in it.
You went through my stuff?
That doesn't matter. Who is this Adriana? Have you slept with her?
No. What? No.
Colton, now why in the world would you have a box of condoms in your gym bag if you haven't done that?
The condoms have been in my gym bag for years.
I can't even believe you.
Believe whatever the fuck you want.
You invited her to a staycation. Not me. Your girlfriend of 5 years.
I would never treat you like this. I would never try to.
What?
You would never treat her like this.
You on the radio.
You're cheating on her, my guy. I don't understand how that even makes sense.
I'm not cheating on anybody, man. Shut up.
You were trying to cheat on her, is what you're trying to say. And you're a horrible cheater, by the way, because you got caught.
You guys called my phone and tried to scam me, and I'm the bad guy? I don't even understand that.
How we make our living.
Are you kidding?
We're doing it for a good cause. You're cheating and being a scumbag just because you want to be.
No, what you're doing is wasting my time. That's all you guys are doing. You guys are
you're talking
to
us. Nice deflection. How about you talk to your girlfriend, Rachel, who was cheated on? How about that?
I didn't cheat on you, Rachel. You can believe whatever the hell you want to believe. They can put whatever the hell they want in your head. I didn't do
You are a liar.
You lie on your back. You lie to your girlfriend.
Okay.
What did that note say, Anish?
Oh, let me go ahead and pull it up. Finally, a weekend to show you what I can really do.
Ooh, that means that last time you couldn't finish.
Shut up, bro.
What happened, Colton?
Nah, dude, I'm not you, bro. I'm not.
What happened, Colton? It's all right, bro.
Don't put that on me.
It happens.
Is that all you guys needed from me, or do I still get the staycation?
Do I
still get the free hotel?
I don't even know what to say.
What I can tell you is, no, there's no hotel. I don't even know how you think that there is one.
Basically, you guys just totally wasted my time.
But we saved Rachel a lifetime of embarrassment. Of a one-minute brother. That's what we did.
You do you, Rick. Whatever you got to do, okay?
I'll give you the batteries.
Whatever you need to believe.
I have to say that we have counseling services that we can offer for either of you individually. I know it's been 5 years. If you want to work it out, I'm going to try my best not to judge you, but I get it.
Yeah, I want to work it out, just not in front of radio hosts that are trying to sabotage me.
Cole, are you done?
Yeah, no, I've been done.
Are you done?
Yeah, I've been
wasting
done.
Our time.
Oh, whatever.
Jesus.
I'm out.
Can I?
No, I'm here.
Colton.
What? Y'all wasting my time?
You keep talking. I mean,
You and I are definitely on a break right now. I don't
On a break? Miss ma'am.
Oh, keep cheating on her, please.
No.
No, I'm here. Rachel, we'll talk about it off.
Oh, my God. He's getting away with it, too. What the
girl.
Colton, keep cheating on her.
No.
Just wear condoms.
I don't know what you want to do with Colton, but Rachel, I'm going to put you on hold because I need to talk some sense into you and try and get you some counseling services. This is not a break, girl. Break up is what this should be.
Keep cheating on her. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, Colton.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.